2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It's October and it feels like it, 45 degrees on Friends Plaza. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll hit 62 today. We'll warm up to about 72 by Saturday and we'll have a slight chance of rain on Friday. Ed will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Democratic congressional candidate Steve Cox says he's not sure if he would have voted for the economic bailout bill that his opponent, Congressman Tim Johnson, voted against on Monday. But the Urbana Democrat says passage of some sort of bill is important if it provides the right protections for the American people. Cox says he wants to see legislation that restores safeguards against the issuing of home mortgages to people who aren't ready to take them on. He says home ownership is an important benchmark of personal achievement in America. But he says the desire for more people to own homes isn't a good reason for allowing people to sign up for mortgages they can't afford.
Always needed to be the abiding concerns of can they really make it. And for individuals to sign on to a mortgage that has interest rate that's not fixed, and for them to have income that couldn't stand a half percentage or a percentage jump is just not the wise thing to do.
Cox says he agrees with Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama that action is needed now to prevent the mortgage crisis from causing greater harm to the economy as a whole. But he says everyone needs to know more about the crisis and the proposals to address it. The 63-year-old Cox is a retired federal civil service worker who's making his first bid for elected office. Cox will face four-term Republican Tim Johnson in the November election for the 15th District congressional seat. There's been a tentative agreement reached between Urbana's school district and one of the victims of John White, the former teacher serving a prison sentence for sexual abuse. Champaign attorney Ellen Bullock represents the student and the mother of the child at Thomas Paine Elementary School. Bullock says no figures are being released, but says the family, school district, and six current and former district employees now have 2 months to agree on a final amount. A motion for an extension was filed in federal court on Thursday. The lawsuit contends that school officials failed to report incidents of sexual misconduct. A total of four lawsuits have been filed on behalf of students at Urbana schools and at the Normal School District where White taught before them. He's serving a 60-year prison sentence. A court could order election officials to change the wording of a statewide ballot question, even though the ballots have already been printed. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
The lawsuit challenges a question asking voters to decide if Illinois needs to hold a convention to redo the state constitution. The suit says the wording's biased and encourages a no vote. Director of the State Board of Elections, Dan White, says he's not taking a stance on that issue, but White admits that if the court agrees and orders the wording be changed, it would have significant repercussions, as ballots are already printed and absentee ones are being sent out.
Ballots should be available. So this will be an issue that the court will hopefully consider.
White says if a new printing's necessary, the courts would give guidance on how to proceed. The chairman of the Chicago Board of Elections says that scenario would lead to chaos. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
As the details of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's plan to lease Midway Airport are revealed, critics are wondering if it's a good deal. Tony Arnold has that story.
Midway Airport is the latest in a string of major assets Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has leased out. There was the Chicago Skyway and underground parking garages, not to mention the mayor's proposal to lease the city's parking meters. Jay Stewart heads a Chicago-based watchdog group. He says traditionally, privatizing public property means higher prices for consumers.
My concern about going too far in privatization is, you know, everybody makes money except the citizens don't have necessarily a superior service, or if it is superior, they're paying accordingly a whole lot more for it.
Stewart says the 99-year Midway lease deal also raises questions about who should be held accountable for the service there, the city or the private operator. Chicago's chief financial officer says private companies keep prices fair when leasing public assets. I'm Tony Arnold.
A new report from the legislature's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability shows Illinois' riverboat casino tax revenue slumped from $685 million to $564 million during the budget year that ended June 30th. Both the Commission and Illinois' Casino Gaming Association say they expect the trend to continue in the coming months. Some lawmakers, including Democratic Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, say the results should prompt a second look at the ban on smoking at casinos. Lawmakers approved the smoking ban in virtually all indoor public places last year, starting January 1st. Almost immediately, casinos complained it was crippling their business. However, some legislators say the nationwide economic slowdown, along with higher costs for fuel and other goods, are the main culprits in the drop in revenue. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It is October 1st, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us here on, what'd you call them, the Twin Towers of Power?
Yeah, the Big 58, the Twin Towers of Power. I think Steve Harden came up with that years ago. But you got to put it in that classic 70s DJ voice or 60s DJ voice.
I did that in the 70s. I used to do a morning show on a top 40 station, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Same one Rush Limbaugh worked at.
Wow.
That was years ago.
And you two came out exactly the same, huh? No.
I don't think so. Me and Rush.